Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The 2019-20 regular season has been deemed to be completed. We will resume play and conduct the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs in two hub cities that will be identified and announced at a later date. 24 of our 31 teams will resume play. The top 12 in each conference as ranked by percentage points from our standings as they stood through the games of March 11th when we paused our season as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
There is the commissioner of the NHL, Kennedy, and hockey is back.
Many questions.
Yeah, why are we bringing sports back so quickly?
Yes, so that. But okay, so there are how many teams?
24 teams will make the
playoffs. Okay. And do 24 teams normally make the playoffs?
No. They've expanded it out. So because there were some teams that were close to making the playoffs when they ended the season, they decided to expand the number of teams making the playoff. I think there's 32 teams in the NHL.
So 31 teams.
31.
Yeah, so how many games does that make that are going to happen?
So what will happen? What's going to happen is there's the Bruins there's going to be two. It's very confusing, Kennedy.
So if they have two, and then there's four.
They're going to have City one, and here's how I'm going to explain it. Okay,
go ahead.
City one and City two. City one is the one we need to worry about. That's the one the Bruins are in, right? And the Bruins, the Lightning, the Capitals, and the Flyers are in a round robin tournament for seeding, and then the other eight teams are going to play each other. Those eight teams, the four teams that lose are out. And the four teams that win will then play the top four teams, which the Bruins are a part of. And that's kind of what's going to happen. And so they're going to put them up in hotels, like all of this. It's all weird questions. They're going to have less staff. But the weird thing to me, too, is in Massachusetts, we're not even allowed to practice yet. Like our players can't go back to facilities yet. Nobody can be in the buildings.
But we don't know what towns it will be, these hub towns we don't know yet.
No, I don't think that they're going to be playing in Boston necessarily, but I think Carson's saying there's other states that are open where these teams can go practice. They can already practice.
They have 10 cities.
Yeah, they're definitely not playing in Boston. They're going to play in Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Vegas, LA, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, or Vancouver. Those are the cities that they have narrowed it down to. But they'll pick two of those to be like hub cities.
It seems so strange to me.
I kind of love it.
You do?
Yeah.
So are they all getting COVID tests?
They must be. I assume every player, every staff, everybody is getting a COVID test.
Well, if they all have the COVID test and they're staying in one place that they can't see anybody else, well then, you know.
I know that you don't want to rush back to normalcy, and I totally understand that. But I think if you're being as safe as humanly possible and you can at least have something that people can
enjoy. If they're doing the right things, bring them back.
It's just too much. All of this confusion. Just pick like four teams and let those four teams go at it.
Yeah, but that's not fair. You know how
I hate the way they're going about it.
Yeah, life's not fair, Annie. Life is not fair.
24 teams in the playoffs and seven not. What in the participation trophy is that?
Thank you. It's just like pick the top eight teams and let's do a shortened playoffs and move on with our lives. Like, I don't mind that at all.
I can see that. Yeah.
But it's
confuses
just,
me greatly.
Oh,
this
these four teams are going to play in a round robin, and then these eight teams are going to play in a qualifying round. And
like,
we're going to do it in two
cities. If you're the teams that didn't get selected, how bad do you feel?
Bad. You are bad, though.
Well, you should feel bad because you're bad at your game.
Right.
Yeah, Daniel.
You're so bad at your sport that you were one of seven teams that didn't make
it. That feels harsh to me.
Being the only kid not allowed to play at recess.
And it's a money thing, right? They're trying to get the TV rights. They're trying to get the TV back. But also, Kennedy, they're fighting about the money that the players get now, too, right? Like, how much should the players make? And then people are like, listen, rich people.
Are they not under contract?
Yeah, but listen, contracts go out the window and stuff like this.
I feel you.
It's a pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then everybody's like, hey, rich people, quit complaining that you're not making $10 million, that you're only making $4 million.
Mm.
So there's not a lot of sympathy for these athletes I don't know. Listen, I saw the Tiger Woods, Tom Brady thing over the weekend, and it was fun to get some live sports back in my life. And I know NASCAR has come back. But those things are a little bit different to me. Like NASCAR, the guys are sitting in cars alone. Right?
Aside from the guy who sticks his head in there when they make pit stops and gives them some water.
They don't even do that. They do that socially distance. You know, they're all spread out from one another.
How do you change a tire socially distance?
Yeah, you can't.
They have less people out there. It's, you know, they're all masked up.
No, I feel you. NASCAR for sure. I can't even argue with that.
But like, you know, hockey, you're going to have 10 guys or 8 guys out on the ice just all up in each other's faces, sweating and everything like that.
If they all come back negative on COVID, I feel okay with that. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a big rush between the four major team sports to be the first back because they're going to see a humongous ratings boost.
Mm-hmm.
Because people that don't watch hockey are suddenly going to watch hockey just because basketball is not on and baseball is not on.
Yeah, that Tom Brady thing got 5.8 million views.
That's what I mean.
More than any golf tournament ever.
Ever in the history of golf.
You think people would stay in on a sunny Sunday in the middle of May
to watch hockey?
To watch golf?
Yeah.
When this comes back on, I'm going to watch the Edmonton Oilers play the Dallas Stars in hockey,
there
and I would
is,
never
Daniel.
Have done that before.
The Brockton Rocks. If they put that on the television, I'm watching.
Okay, so we don't know when this is exactly going to start, but it says like sometime in July is what they're thinking.
Right.
So again, all you need to know about this is that the Bruins have the number one seed in all of it.
Yes.
So let's right? go.
Let's
yes.
go.
But they were
the best team in the pandemic.
And at some point, they'll be doing a round-robin tournament playing against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Capitals, and the Flyers. We don't know where it's going to happen.
I don't understand what round-robin is, but I'll look it up.
So they each play each other once. So the Bruins will play the Lightning, then they'll play the Capitals, then they'll play the Flyers, and then the team that has the most points, they'll be the number one seed.
Oh, as opposed to going like number one versus number 10, like in the Sweet 16.
Right, right. But that's only for those four. The other eight.
Something new.
Again, it's all stupid. It's all dumb.
I don't know. I'm getting more excited the more we talk about it.
Same.
Come on. Bergie, Tuca, Krejci, Pasta, Chara. The boys are back, baby.
Love it when he talks that. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.